Big and tall, where you
at? Sir?
Height and size.
6'3 and 242.
What was that again?
6'3, 242. Yes, I met with two teams yesterday, and we had discussions. The Eagles and the Chiefs. Oh, I mean, you know, it's just a private conversation that we had. I'm a good person at heart. Everybody makes mistakes, and you know, I feel really bad about the situation. But you know, I'm learning from it, and you know, I'm moving forward. Well, I mean, you know, I don't really know what it's going to do, but you know, like I said, I feel bad about it, and you know, I'm really sorry about it. But you know, I just have to move forward and just take whatever I get. No, I haven't met with him yet. I don't really know.
Marquevious Mingo, Louisiana State, defensive lineman, podium A. Marquevious Mingo, podium A.
Just by having a good interview and just being a good person, just letting them get to know me, who I really am, and not what they hear about me and stuff. Well, like I said, I moved to linebacker. I've only been playing linebacker for 2 years now. And, you know, it was a great transition from being at Georgia. We were in the 3-4. And playing my freshman year at safety, I was able to basically learn the defense. And with the move in the spring to linebacker, it helped me just stay on top of things, you know, just because the safety works with the linebackers. And, you know, like I said, I had a great coach in Coach Kirk Abadali. He taught me a lot, and just been working at it.
Do you feel fortunate that, you know, at this day in the NFL, with all these spread offenses coming in, they need guys that kind of fit your skill set? It seems like the time it is right now. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it makes me feel good, you know, because like you said, I feel myself. I'm very comfortable in my skills. You know, I think I'm very versatile. I can cover and come up and run and run hit and stuff like that, and just fill the gap. So. Just by, like I said, just maybe being a better person, you know, making better decisions in what I do, and you know, being accountable for my actions. Yes. Just like I said, I have to be accountable and you know, be responsible like a grown man, and just be, like I said, be accountable for my actions. 21. Yes. Yes, I mean, like I said, I'm very versatile. You know, I think I could come off the edge or play in the middle. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, like I said, I've been playing middle linebacker, and that's all I know right now, really. No, I mean, you know, like all I know is right now is middle linebacker. What now? Yes, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes, and, you know, I was just a bad decision at the time. But, you know, like I said, I talked to the teams, and we had a good discussion about it.
What's the conversation? They accepted that and realized that you're saying you made mistakes?
Yes, I would hope so. I would think so. I mean, it's just a mixture of both, just – asking questions, different questions here and there.
Were you concerned that this happened so close to the combine or draft?
Was I what now?
Were you concerned that it happened so close to the combine or draft?
I mean, it doesn't really matter when it happened. You know, nobody wants it to happen, but it happened. And, you know, like I said, I hate it happened. You know, I feel bad about it, but, you know, I have to move forward. The Eagles and the Chiefs.
Alec, in terms of the way your style of play, do you think speed and power is important in describing your game, and especially when you play mobile quarterbacks?
Yes, I think it's a big part in my play of game. You know, like I said, I like to play sideline to sideline, you know. I try to use my speed to my advantage, and, you know, when I can strike somebody, I try to do that.
Which quarterbacks now starting in the NFL, if any, have you played against in Georgia?
None, actually.
Okay, so you never played?
Well, I did play against Cam Newton.
You did?
Yeah, his 1 year at Auburn. I was a freshman then. We talk, and, you know, he supports me and I support him. You know, we both know we're a good person, and like I said, he has his things and I have my things.
Do you think you're better playing against a quarterback who's a pocket guy or playing against a quarterback who's a mobile guy who might run?
Cornelius Washington, Georgia linebacker.
I think I'm good at either one.
Cornelius,
you know,
Washington, table
person
eight.
That sits in the pocket, you know, it's kind of like
Mike
a sitting
Taylor,
duck.
Wisconsin,
and, you know, person that moves,
six.
I can use my speed
Mike
to
Taylor,
stay with
six.
Him, so.